Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A Dadsnet original podcast. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Loose Dads Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Loose Dads from Dadsnet. It's a very strange show tonight. It is our last podcast as Loose Dads. There are helplines that have been set up, like when Tate went their separate ways. And you can just rest assured, it is sad at the moment. But in 5 years' time, when we announce that big comeback stadium tour, you are going to be there, front of the stage.
Nice. But who's the Robbie?
Ooh, that's awkward, isn't it? I'm not sure whether he was the talent, was he? Or was he the annoying one? I don't know. Should have worked on that for my intro for the podcast.
Yes.
So there are two different intros for today's podcast. So I'm going to go with the one that's like a normal intro. All right, first of all. So we're recording this. We're streaming this live on the week that the World Cup starts, the Football World Cup, the Men's Football World Cup. So I thought I'd introduce the panel as things to do with football, people and things to do with football. Sparky, you would be Elton Jose Javier Gomez. I don't know if you know why.
Is he short?
Yes, shortest footballer of all time at 1.54 metres.
I bet he was good.
Yeah, that is the equivalent of two Sparkies, if you're interested. Brad, I'd be interested to know if you know this person. You'd be Tokyo Sakwale.
Sakwale?
Sakwale, yes. Yeah. So, Tokyo Sakwale, yeah.
Nice.
Do you know why?
No.
Well, one is South African, right?
Yeah.
Thank
God that one. Nice.
He was a freedom fighter. He was imprisoned with Nelson Mandela.
Yes.
He also, at one point, went on to try and get the FIFA presidency. So he's related to football. My favourite bit about it is that Sakwale is how he's pronounced. But he's actually, if you read his name in very plain English, it's Tokyo Sex Whale.
Could be more Brad.
That sounds like the headline for one of Brad's news stories.
Love it, dude. I love it. Love it.
Amazing.
Jack is here. Jack, if you've ever, if you are friends with Jack on Facebook, you know that there is a hefty marketplace in and out thing going on there with guitars and bits of guitars. After Nottingham Forest made 22 transfers in pre-season, Jack is the Nottingham Forest,
hey,
of the guitar-based trading area.
Yeah, I'll take it. Given my knowledge of football, I'll take it.
Just can't get enough. He just can't get enough. Guitars. That's their song.
And I'd be Dixie Dean because he's really old. So yeah.
But I'm sure he's a legend, just like you.
Absolutely, yeah. And the other intro was basically, I did toy with the idea of just coming on, saying, let me introduce you to the Loose Dads. Sparky is short. Jackie's bald from Norfolk. And Brad's South African.
Oh, yes.
So there you go. Hey, should we do some stuff? I don't even know. I've forgotten what we're even meant to be doing. Let's do the news. That's it, the news. Yeah. Just before we get into the news, I love this. This is a big thing for us. It's our last show of Loose Dads after 2 years. And in the comments on Facebook, someone's going, oh, we're at a pub quiz. Can you help us with a question? Ellen, Tony, Stu and Joe.
Just so you know, the answer is Ellen McGee, in case that helps you guys.
If they want to know who's the manager of Primal Scream.
And Brad, that's a South African name there, the middle one. Can you read that, please?
Puni?
There we go.
Well, if you wanted to know the official South African pronunciation, that might be it.
That is my mum, my stepdad, and my auntie Jo.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's nice to have tuned in, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they're not, though, are they? I mean, they're at the pub quiz.
No, they're not.
I mean, but that sort of sideline support is exactly the sort of support.
You know what? I was actually thinking about this today when I was on the toilet, straddling it backwards.
in a Jack sort of style.
Just in memory of Jack. And I was sitting there thinking, you know, we've been doing this for 2 years, and not once has any of my family members, bar my brother, made one quick random appearance in this and then legged it. Right? How pathetic. They're all off of my bloody Christmas card list, and you know, that's terrible.
Oh man. Imagine what our listener numbers would have been if your family had just listened.
You know what I'm saying, dude? Yeah.
Exactly. We wouldn't be quitting now, would we? We've gone on to higher heights.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
We'd be touring Johannesburg and everything, like we're going on tour.
You know what? I'm actually going to put down this. I'm going to say the Loose Dads failure was down to you guys.
Yeah.
You guys.
And hey, it's on you.
Yeah, it's all on you guys. Thanks for ruining my life.
This is the big news of the week. If you wanted to know the big news story, it is Loose Dads splitting up. This is going to take over everything. Forget Russia and Ukraine. Forget Matt Hancock in the jungle. This is what they're all going to be reporting. So here we are at the end of it. And,
it's got a last day of school vibe, doesn't it?
Really does.
Yeah. Who's going to sign my T-shirt? Like, come on.
Yeah,
and Dad's
that
have got some, like, younger podcast people to sit by the fire alarm so we don't set them off as we go out.
Yeah, it's almost like this is our matriculation.
Yes. In many ways, it is.
Yes.
Is this going to be a podcast, like, just for the hardcore listeners?
Yeah. You need to have listened
to 100 episodes. You will references.
So yeah, we've been going 100 episodes, 2 years we've been going, and during that time we've learned a lot about each other, although mainly the same things. So we've learned Sparky gets up early. I don't know if you notice, he doesn't like to talk about it very much. I'd like to see some breakdowns of the percentages of how many episodes he's mentioned that he wakes up early on.
Okay. Oh yeah. I mean, I'd go with a good 80 of the 100. I mean, I would be confident with that, guys. It's good stats.
That's it. It's easy percentage working out, isn't it? You know,
That's why we quit now.
Yeah.
Could have gone on till Christmas, but it would have made it more difficult.
Hey, guys, we're making a mistake, because if someone's listening for the first time, they've got a whole lot of good catching up to do on the other 100 episodes that we've got. Let's not spoil it for them. We should say no spoilers before, guys.
I know, these are all like little gold nuggets. I'll be like, what was that about? I have to go back and listen to all 100.
Exactly.
I've got that problem at the moment. For some reason, I used to love the Richard Herring Leicester Square Theatre podcast, but then we got into lockdown, and for some reason, I just didn't fancy listening to it. And now, 2.5 years later, I've started listening again, but from the most recent. And so there's 2.5 years of back references that I don't get, that I'm going to get like in the next probably year as I go back over them. Oh, that's why he was talking about that.
I had the same thing, dude. Like my uncle and my cousin used to love listening to a Kevin Smith podcast years ago when my uncle was still around. And my cousin's like, no, you got to listen to it. You got to listen to it. And then I started listening to like the most recent, but there was like 8 years before that. Oh, and exactly what you say, Jim, you're like, oh man, there's a lot of references here. I'm not understanding. Yeah. So then I went right back to the beginning. I didn't listen to all 8 years worth, by the way. I think I got to maybe like season two.
Come on, buddy. Like, are you into it or not, mate? Come on. I mean, it's about commitment for a podcast.
Yeah, no.
I had the same problem with Top Boy. If you watch Top Boy on Netflix, it's really confusing. It says Top Boy Season 1, which is actually Top Boy Season 3, but they've made Top Boy Season 1 and Season 2 Top Boy Summer House Season 1 and Season 2, then Top Boy Season 1. And it's really confusing. So I was watching things going, I'm a bit confused by this. Then I saw the others and I was like, hang on, this is earlier in time. Oh, that's why. Oh, I see.
Oh, they've done you on that one.
They've done me. Netflix.
No. I'm going to say you just confused the living shit out of me there, Jim.
I mean, you try watching it.
The next so that series. Is over living through a global pandemic together. What else has happened? Hold on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The pound crashing. 19 prime ministers.
Yeah.
You like? Come on. At least Loose Dads lasted longer than a lettuce, and I'm at least pleased about that, guys.
But like we've been through some stuff with each other. Like we've often called this therapy for each other, haven't we?
100.
You know, we get on a week every week and just bitch and moan. But like when we started. Jackson was what, 6 months old?
Yeah.
And like that's genuinely how I have marked the time as things have gone on.
Yeah.
It's because I know Jackson was 6 months old when we started.
Jeez. Yeah, like I could do a podcast with him asleep there behind us and stuff.
But yeah,
now he's telling me, not you, mummy. Like, so I mean, yeah. We've been through a lot.
We've been through all Brad's. Yeah, all Brad's renovations.
Yeah. Oh, not all of them, dude. There's still more to come, and that's a shame. I'm not going to be able to. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to chat about the new ones coming up, man.
Yeah. Like we'll have like a renovation podcast now.
Yeah. I was just trying to do it because we've been through renovations. Our builders finished this week, 13 weeks into a 5 week job. And he's last week. His dog died for the second time in a week. It was bizarre.
Oh, no. Yeah. Gosh, I'm telling
you. He's a man with many excuses.
Many dogs.
And many dogs, evidently.
I can't hold any fault to him on that one because growing up in primary school, I can't remember how many times I had a grandparent die on me. So I've been there.
So he genuinely did. Yeah. So he told me that he couldn't come one day because he had his dog put down. And then he's working at the end of the road. Before he finished our job, he'd started a new job at the end of the road, which was kind of where everything hit the fan. And I started going over and like telling him he had to come around. And then he told the other woman at the end of the road that he couldn't come one day because he was having his dog put down again a week later. Mm. But he didn't realize that we were talking to each other.
Oh, snap.
Talking about, you know, the things we've been through, Peter's summed it up quite nicely. Three prime ministers, two monarchs, and God knows how many chancellors.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought about it in the car on the way home when I started this podcast. I was an alcoholic vegan, and now I'm a teetotal meat eater.
Yes. Brad will do that to you, Jack. Brad
yeah. I don't know what influence you guys have had on me, but.
Well, it's a bit yin and yang, isn't it? You know, like, there's one side gets better, the other side has to get worse.
Yes.
I was going to say, and also, though, sometimes some people just remain the same, because when we started this, I was just an egomaniac opinionated douchebag, and now I'm still an egomaniac opinionated douchebag. So some of our character arcs just remain the same.
And I think that consistency has really held us through there. We really appreciate your effort on that part. So you've got a dog during that, you know, during the run.
Oh, geez,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dog out dog.
Yeah. It's like having a third child. It's a lot of work.
Oh, man. Seems like a great idea when they're a cute puppy, and I guess now they're just a big, annoying dog, right?
Oh, you know what?
Same with children, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I know, but like before you have children, you just think, yes, I'm going to have a lot of unprotected sex, and it's going to be fun. And then the kids are like the byproducts, and you're like, oh, man. Oh. But I love my kids.
Yes. Yeah.
That's it, right? Slip that in if they're watching this in 2029 or something like that. You know,
it's the catchphrase of this show, isn't it? You know, you tell a story and go, I love my kids, but.
But it's the same as saying to someone, no offense, but. And then you know they're going to say something offensive. It's like, I love my kids, but.
I wonder if they're going to have to form, all of our kids are going to have to form some kind of support group in years to come and watch this together in order to get through it.
You know, I can't wait for their podcast.
I was going to say. Like, this is, Elle's got to do this. Elle has got to keep tabs on the kids for, like, within the next, like, say, 8 to 10 years and get the kids all on.
Loose kids.
Loose kids.
The title was a bit, that I came up with, a little bit more offensive than that. Let's move it on. No, Jim, I won't, because I don't want to see the disappointment.
No, you need to. It's not the day to be holding back, is it?
No, I was just going to say, this is loose dad's juice, and it's just like the kids. See, sorry, guys. I've had literally 3 sips of this glass of red wine, and I've got a filthy tongue already, guys.
This is the goodbye party. This is...
Yeah. Like you say, last day of term. What are they going to do? Sack me? You kick me off the podcast? All right, then. Fine, let's just say all sorts of stuff.
Well, let's keep some kind of structure. Does anyone else? I mean, I know this is the major news. There probably isn't anything else worth discussing. But has anyone got another news story? Sparky, how about you?
Yeah, have you seen that news story today? It's ridiculous. And this is why, just don't bother trying to be a nice person. Stay, don't bother, right?
Yeah, that's the moral to take from this show. No,
this will prove it though, right? So if you've seen the story, this guy was he was traveling around the world. He was in Berlin, in Germany, on a train station, sees this little folded up piece of paper on the floor and picks it up and is like, okay, what's this? Opens it and it's a check for 4 point something million euros written out to Haribo, your kid's favorite sweet company. Wow. So you're like, okay, wow, right? So what do you think? You think, okay, well, Haribo doing all right. They're like a multi-million pound company. I found this. If they give me 1% of this, that's enough for a deposit or to keep traveling around the world for another 2 years. Yeah. Right? Surely they're going to be so nice to me and I'm going to look like a stand-up citizen for handing in a 4 million euro check. What do you think Haribo gave him?
A pack of sweets.
Sweet fuck all.
Not even Tangfastics, like the crap ones. They gave him 6 1-pound packets of sweets. That's it. Sorry. And a thank you card. But you're like, come on, Haribo. Come on, Haribo.
I mean, in this day and age, who's using checks?
Oh, no, that's the strange thing, isn't it? Like,
it was from a big company. What it was like, you know, I guess a big order had been bought by, I don't know, Johnny Tesco's of Germany. And, it was like a sales order or whatever. So it was an important piece of paper to transfer that money. But, just did that. But it just made me, it reminded me of a story when I didn't hand some money in and now I feel happy that I didn't when I found it.
You've only got some sweets.
Yeah. Should I tell you the story? No, because genuinely I lived with guilt for it because it was a lot of money. Like, I found a white envelope on the floor, unmarked, no tracking, like no way of tracking it, like who owned it or whatever, because it was just cash. It was a white envelope. And you know, when you pick up an envelope or if you ever had a cash, like, you know, when you've drawn out for holiday money or something, you know, that spring that you feel to money when I touch the envelope, I was like,
we all know that from the Loose Dad sponsorships.
When you get your lucrative paycheck from Apple, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I went around the like alley from town where I found it, tore it and just saw all the serial numbers down the side of like £20 notes. And I was like, oi. This is cool. So I was like, I just panicked, went home, and I just remember sitting there and counting it out like 20, 40, 60, 80, 100, bam, 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 bam. Got all the way to £800. I was like a 16-year-old kid at this time. Like, I was 17 because I learned to drive with the money. But I was like, this is amazing, right? And every part of my conscience, I had like nightmares for about a week of like being caught with this money. I was thinking I should hand it in. But I just remember someone saying, well, don't hand it in, it's cash. Like someone will go, oh yeah, well, take that and see if anyone claims it. And then divvy it up between whoever you hand it into, right?
Right. I mean, you don't know that for sure, but
Jim, I've been dealing with this guilt.
Better, fine.
Yeah, those pesky police officers.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, yeah, I know.
Maybe, you know, Jack, you've done journalism in the past. They might arrest you just for nothing. So don't worry about that. But
guys, this makes a whole lot of sense. Cue a throwback to an earlier episode. Because Sparky is the man who will steal from his kid's piggy bank.
Guys. Yeah.
This is a pattern of behaviour. It's a pattern of behaviour.
We see where it started.
Look, guys, where it started on the...
He's already nicked 800 quid.
He's like, guys.
He's like, what's another fiver? Jackson might miss that.
My conscience has already exploded.
Yeah. And you know what? He doesn't need all this cocaine either. I'm taking that.
Mate, no, he always shares. He's good.
did you not think, with the 800 quid, did you not think this could be owned by someone who's kind of badass, who's been looking at this?
Yeah. No, actually, it was more horrible guilt. Like, it was real. I did think that, but that didn't frighten me because, like I said, I was council. I was like, you come and fight me then. It was... People, I thought, God, what if someone was going to just like get engaged with that money and then they've broken up because they've lost the money or what? You know, like I said, I wasn't even exaggerating. I earned that money. Well, I didn't earn it, but through the guilt, like I did have 2 weeks of solid guilt thinking. And then I started giving it away. Like, it's the only time in my life I've ever gone, like, I gave everyone in my family £20 as well. Like, my mum £20. I was just like, you treat yourself
trying
to something.
Spread the guilt. Yeah.
That's called laundering, isn't it, guys? I mean,
yeah, I think it is.
Did you eventually reach a point where you just went, I can't feel it. Ah, losers, you know, finders keepers, losers weepers. Man, this is actually all mine now. I'm done.
Man. Sparky has a pay rate. Like, what? A nightmare every night is what? An hour max?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, you get him 50, 60 quid per hour there. I think
for anguish.
For 17 years old as well, that is pretty good.
Actually, if you think about it, like, I think they rate like REM sleep is only like 3 to 5 minutes or something stupid, isn't it?
No, that's why I'm losing my religion.
Yay!
Hey, you wouldn't be.
All I'm seeing is shiny, happy people, though.
That's Jack in the corner.
But you know what? With this potty ending, I'm sure to a lot of people it feels like it's the end of the world.
And you know, if we keep telling all of these jokes, everybody hurts. I feel bad, Sparky, for the person who lost it, because I know from experience when you lose a large amount of money, it's kind of heartbreaking. Like, there was this time I was in Portsmouth and I had an envelope full of £800 in £20 notes. No idea where it went.
Jim, I can give you it back, £1 a week for the rest of my life. £1 a month, isn't it? That's like the sort of deals you can strike, isn't it?
That sounds right. Jack, have you got a new story?
I do. I probably should have checked this beforehand, but Brad, is your new story about porn?
No.
Okay, cool. I didn't want this.
Are you going softcore for the last episode, Brad?
Are you going soft, Brad?
Yeah.
This is one of those episodes where Brad suddenly turns around and he's got a really serious story in it.
I did it once to you guys. And like,
No,
I felt quite dirty about it afterwards. So I won't do that again. Don't worry.
Well, no, I had two news stories that I could bring. And one of them is like this joyful thing about the UK's oldest first time house buyer, and I was like, that is such a wholesome lovely story to bring in a world where the economy is crashing. But then I saw one about porn and I was like, no, I'm doing that one.
Go on,
this
Jack.
Is stands, and it's the last episode. Therapist explains how watching too much porn affects your brain.
Okay, how?
So big brain. It can act as a super stimulant, you see. Okay. So it can be linked to performance anxiety, erectile dysfunction, sexual inadequacy, and also body image negativity. Obviously, because you're watching, it's like the Instagram of the sex world, isn't it? Yeah. You know, you're not seeing Dave from down the road have gone as missus. I mean, there are sites for that, but
thank goodness is what I said.
What you're seeing is someone with a dick twice the size of yours who's having to
speak for yourself.
Yes. What, 6 inches?
I should say then that you were judging your behind the scenes by someone else's highlight reel.
Yeah, there we go.
Love that. So
basically, yeah, it can lead to all these things, but there's apparently signs that you are addicted to porn because it's a stimulant and therefore you can get addicted to it. Mm. So signs that you've been watching too much porn include brain fog. There we go.
Yeah.
Tiredness, yeah. Demotivation, and yeah, general intolerance. And
fucking
I thought,
hell, that just sounds like
like being a dad, right?
Yeah,
that's the problem, guys.
Sorry, problem. Everything that you read about has the same symptoms, and all symptoms of being a parent. Like COVID now, they say that's, you know, that's all about being achy and old and irritable. Like,
every cancer, it's all that. Those symptoms, yeah, isn't it? Like, yeah, that's why when you feel tired, don't Google it.
Oh my god.
Because you've got a cancerous porn addiction.
And it's fatal.
But guys, don't worry, there is good news. You can fix your problem.
You can beat it.
Is this with because it is November, is it? Are you gonna talk about no,
not November? Well,
which is the maddest thing I learned in the last few years.
Stupid.
Yeah. Can't say I've partaken, but but Danny does keep trying.
Yes, man.
Basically, yeah, just stop wanking.
that's doctor's advice, is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Celibacy and keep away from porn and exercise more, and you sort of reset your brain.
And
anyway, no one wanted the genuine advice, did they?
Yeah, but what do you do when everybody goes out? Like, what do you do? It's like,
when you got a note to yourself, you're like,
it's like, okay, could do some exercise or my laptop.
Yeah, genuinely, this therapist is like, make a list of the things that you have sacrificed for this addiction.
Wanking.
And vow to get them back. I'm like, oh God, like, I sacrificed, I don't know. Putting the kettle on, like, it's not that long.
Yeah, it's not like someone who's taken out loans to spend on gambling, is it? You've sacrificed, you know, kind of been able to buy a house or something. You sacrificed 2 or 3 minutes here or there, really, haven't you? You know,
unless you're on one of them choosy nights where it takes you ages to decide what.
Sorry, what kind of a guy am I tonight?
Is that just me?
You're like, swipe, no, that's not good. No, swipe, no, that's like, swipe, no. That's not
you
good.
Always, and then one, sorry, this is going dark for the last episode, but you're always disappointed. No, this is. And ashamed of yourself.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny that I told Shay about that once. I said, listen, right, there's a thing that after ejaculation, men will be like, ugh, I actually feel quite sad and miserable. And she's like, what? I'm like, it's quite a common thing. She still doesn't believe it, really. She kind of, like, she doesn't believe it can be a thing. It's like, you honestly will sit there and be disgusted with yourself.
Yeah. Once it's again, a shame she doesn't listen to this.
I know.
Because then she can hear.
Exactly. It's like, I'm seeing all these messages in like coming up, obviously, because I am no longer part of Facebook, so I can't even log in to see who's here. But I can see messages of like, yeah, I'm a loose wife. And I'm like, oh, maybe Shay's actually logged in. I'm like, no, I don't think she has.
Oh. When we were talking about starting a loose kids podcast, she chimed in with loose wives.
We put her and SJ together once before, Jack, and that was dangerous. So I mean, be careful, mate.
Like, you know. Yeah, not my wife. No, she doesn't want to listen.
Can I? Can we just find out what Brad's new story is? His last ever news story.
Jim's just still trying to make a podcast here, and we've got to respect that, guys.
But there's a sponsor, so we have to. But also, is not anyone else not intrigued about what Brad's bringing for the last episode?
Oh yeah, I'm super curious.
I'm also, just to say, I was hoping that Sparky would have done his usual. Oh, I actually do have a news story for you, Jim. He didn't. I was as another guy. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, wow.
Caught me off guard, Jim, but I just happened to have one.
You go listen to episode 100, 99, 98. You'll get some of that.
All right, so mine kind of ties into a little bit of Jack's. Dr. warns, and this is a public service announcement, guys, for all men out there that this is relevant for. A doctor warns against getting surgery for a bigger penis.
Okay. Are you happy we got just you going? PSA.
He says there's two methods to doing it, which one is they basically slice the ligament to make it look longer. Only what? Problem with that. Yeah, yeah. So apparently, I don't know, without going into it, but I guess.
Oh my God, like they cut it in half and then unfold it.
Not the banjo string.
Well, yeah, they slice it. Yeah, exactly. And they can elongate it. However, I don't know, right? I don't know the ins and outs. However, he has said the problem being is ligaments don't grow back strong. So you might have that much extra. But what happens 12 is
inches
the slightest pressure and it bends and you can actually break your penis, which I'm not a fan of. The other one is to not make it longer, but to make it thicker, add some girth, and they inject fat into it, which then it gives you one of those ribbed condom vibes. So you have lumpy bits all over your bell end and your
absolutely
and your knob. So he has just said, be happy with what you got and use it to the best of its abilities. Which I just felt like I needed to put this PSA out there for any man who ever contemplates being that stupid.
Do you know who fixed that one for me, that insecurity? Dan Joyce from Dirty Sanchez. Did you ever watch Dirty Sanchez?
Has he got a MTV tiny era? One.
No, he used to just get it out all the time, like because they like put it over a pocket on a pool table and someone would smack a pool ball at it and stuff like that. And then everyone would be like, why do you just get it out? Like, are you not embarrassed? And he's like, no. Like, that's what I've got. Can't do anything about it. It's my dick. I'll just get on with it. And I was like... That's the attitude to have. That's what you've got. Yeah. It's attached to you. Just get on with it.
I'm delighted to see, by the way, that the moment that Connor came in, he says he's late, baby knackered him out, and he ended up having an old man nap, was just when Brad was explaining the intimate details of the surgery that, I mean, I don't know how it sounded to you, but that put me off going anywhere near any medical establishment forever.
Yeah. Just avoid it.
So that's
I'm disappointed. There's not like a graft option, like a skin graft, hair transplant sort of option. You know, like top it on the end.
Yeah, medical science. What are you messing about with? We're trying to cure diseases.
Work out how to put a finger on my dick.
They haven't taken up the time in the last couple of years making a COVID vaccine. That's what they could have been working on.
Yeah, exactly.
This is Loose Dads from Dad's Net. We've got a very serious big question coming up. We need your memories, please, of the last 100 episodes. That's on the way very soon on Loose Dads. Farshaw and Dad's Net have got together and we're running this study on the positive impacts of dads reading with their children. So what we've done is Farshaw have given us a load of books. We've distributed them to some dads. They've chosen them with their kids. And now they're spending their time reading with their kids and enjoying kind of the fruits of that activity every night. So we've been doing it as well. How's it been going for you, lads? Sparky, are you getting any closer to being able to read to Jackson, or is he still trying to read for himself?
He's still very much in control of the situation, but I would say another win this week for the dad-son reading connection that we're trying to get out of this with Farshaw, right? Mm. And it was actually last night, we had another two books arrive. In fact, the last two books, I think, from Farshaw. So we got them out, and actually his mum came in from work and was like, oh, let's have a look at your new books. Would you like me to read one to you, Jackson? And he went, no, daddy reads. And I have not been in his good books. I've had so much in the last month and a half of him going, no, mummy, not you, daddy. Mummy, I don't want you, daddy. Like, lots of that. And he went, no, mummy, daddy's my best friend.
And it was like, I mean, that's the one time he's been nice to me. Like, he's gone back to mummy put me to bed tonight. But and I was like, this reading thing's really, really been working, because it's a thing that a connection. I mean, his mum does spend time reading with him too, but this connection he sees is us. Like, because I do the silly voices like Jack encouraged me to do, and we sing songs and be dramatic and look at all the pictures, point out everything. That's what daddy does with him. And like, I'm chuffed with that, because, you know, for all the things that his mum gets and all that pure love that he just naturally happens. And it, I mean, did that happen with your kids too? That just, you know, I love my mum more than I love you, dad. Like, type thing. Like,
from time to time. So at bedtime, we will say to our kids, right, who do you want to read your stories? And it's like a knife to the heart when they choose their mum, you know, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's fine.
I got one of those wins yesterday. I got
you
that.
Get one of those wins, yeah, 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 yeah.
So I mean, it's paying off, guys. It's so good, and it's fun. It's actually got me better at reading too, as well. Like,
I just don't give the option though. Don't give the option. No. Like, boys, it's me. me and no books, bro. Me or no books.
You stamp your literary authority. You know, definitely.
Yeah,
do it.
Damn straight. I'd be like, do you think your mother's gonna put up all the odd voices that I do trying to be creative? Nah. You want a little bit of pizzazz with your reading, kids?
Exactly.
It's me.
Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
Exactly. That's the voice of the fox, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I thought he was Geordie, Jack, wasn't it? Was your fox?
No, that's Jim's fox. That's Jim.
Sorry, yeah, my fox is Geordie.
I said my fox was posh.
Yes, and apparently northern people can't be posh. Well, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Just going by what I know from you, Jim.
Well, no, as a case study, yeah, okay, I see. With the voices thing, I was really proud, because we've been doing this, obviously, you know, quite intently. I've been doing the voices as we've been talking about. And then today, my son came home and he's got like this reading box, and they give him like a hot chocolate and then a reading book, and then they have to write in a book about what they thought of the book and what their favorite books are. And it was a book called The Day the Crayons Quit. I don't know if you've read that one. It's a really good book. But it was a bit like complicated for him to read himself, and I was going to read it for him, but then his sister swooped in and she decided to do it, and I was really proud, because every page is like a different crayon writing to this kid who owns the crayons, and she did them all in different weird voices, and I was like, yes, amazing. That's how you do it.
Yes,
I taught you well.
Oh, that's amazing.
So nice.
That's amazing. Awesome.
So we will let you know how this survey goes, this study that we're doing with Farshaw and Dadsnet, and you'll be able to find the results on dadsnet.com. And hopefully there will be a lot of more inspired dads and kids and lots more reading going on. Right, this is Loose Dads. Let's do the big question of the week.
The big question of the week.
And the big question of the week this week is not taken from someone else on one of the Dadsnet groups. It's taken from a post we did. What is your best memory of Loose Dads? It's our last episode. We've done 100. This is the 101st episode, right? This is room 101. And
that's where we're getting put after this, right?
Absolutely. 2 years of this show. Everyone's favourite moment. Has anyone had a think about their favourite moment? Sparky, what's yours?
Well, I think it does. Like a few. I just loved that episode before we decided that we needed to probably swear a little less because we'd have sponsorship on the show. And it was the big Brad rant episode, where I think in that episode he said F2020 over 50 times. And I just, the passion and the pure frustration of being on lockdown was that just brings me back real funny memories of just like how much fun it was. Like when lockdown sucked, Brad really did be the voice of the people on our podcast.
Mate, I've genuinely got it down as one of my favourite memories of this podcast is when a sponsor pulled out because we swore too much.
Imagine it cost me money.
It was a bank. Yeah.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't forget, at the beginning, it was Jack and I that were the two swearing machines, dude, if you recall. It was just that one episode where I was just a little bit excessive.
Well, because we got two radio professionals, like two actual presenters. Exactly. And then me and you, like me a producer and you a video guy. And we're like, F this, F that. And my grandparents actually said, it's very good, but there's a lot of swearing, isn't there? Maybe tone the swearing down.
Yeah. Sparky's Bachelors, that's one of the
the bouncing on the bed for penetration. That's Joe who said that. It was the Mormons or something.
They can't have sex.
Yeah.
So teenagers
that was it. Yes, they couldn't.
Putting the P in the V and then getting a mate to bounce on the bed.
And they were having a mate to bounce on the bed because as long as they weren't doing the motion, it didn't count.
Wow. I like the matriculation episode, I think, was... That was a joy when Brad said the word matriculation as if everyone else knew what it was.
Well, to be honest, it's like such a common word for us back home. In my defense, it's never really come up in conversation since I moved to the country, and it was kind of really the first time I brought it up. So I was just like, it must be a word that everyone knows. And then to like be, you know, on the end of receiving you guys just staring at me blankly, I was like, all right, this is not a thing. Yeah. This is not a thing.
one of my favorite things about the podcast has to be Sparky's generalizations that have come out.
Oh, my
and
God.
Just every time he comes out with them, about? My face is just, what? What are you talking about? I mean, the best one has to be there is a rite of passage for every teenager to dress as Hitler.
Yeah. I was just about to say that, dude.
Guys, the thing is, I know what I meant by that. You know, I'm just like, you know what I mean? Teenagers are dicks, like, and you've just got to allow them to be dicks, I think was what I meant from that. But yeah, that, you know what the problem is? Some of those things I say that don't look good written down, do they? So like, yeah. And that's one of the rules, isn't it? If it doesn't look good written down after you said it. I'll take that. You know what though, someone's put it out and it's like, Jim, the effort you put in every single week to the introduction is one of my favorite bits. So how are you going to abuse me for being short this week? And like, I genuinely I look forward to it. And then on the days you were off and we're like, we all took turns in covering for you, like the pressure I felt to be half as good as the intros you did. So
it's stressful. To be honest, that's the bit I'm not going to miss. Come on with those. There's nothing sweeter than like on a Sunday, something popping in my head going, oh, yes, that makes sense. And there's nothing worse than 8:20 going, I've got nothing. I've absolutely got nothing on the Tuesday just before we go live.
That's when Jim frantically searched South African people. Okay, yeah, Wikipedia. All right, I got one. Okay, all right, we've got one.
I'm surprised I don't get more targeted ads for South African stuff because I'm always like, South African cake, South African theme park.
Here's a secret. That's what I do in my news story every week. So sometimes when I just read the headline.
Jack, no one noticed.
Wait, are you telling me that's not a secret?
No, but Jack, let's be real. Your best news story that you ever did, and it is definitely one of my favorite highlights of the podcast, was you were like, guys, I've got some news. It's personal this week. And us guys were like, oh, whoa, they're having another kid. And he was like, no, I'm not a vegan anymore. And we all cheered you. And then you came out of veganism in the most hardcore fucking way. You just were like, yeah, had a kebab and a meat piece pizza. And I was like, so proud of you, man. So proud of you.
It wasn't falling off the wagon. It was blowing the wagon up.
Yes.
Semtex.
I dived headfirst into the meat and cheese pool.
Also, the other things we learned about Jack is that he goes to the toilet the wrong way around, which I still quite often think about when I'm going to the toilet in the night. Yeah. Thinking, how is it a better option, Jack, to face the cistern?
Maybe Jack's like really affectionate, dude, and he just likes to give like give it a hug and a cuddle and rest.
I just don't want to sit on my bollocks. It's as simple as that.
But I'm 43 years old and I've never done that. Ever.
Maybe your bollocks aren't as heavy.
Yeah, I mean, you must have some right old globes down there, mate, for that to be going on.
Yeah, apparently Jack's been part of No Nut November since 2016.
He's got two watermelons down there, Jesus. Tell you what, though, Brad,
whenever Jack goes for a swim at the local, dude, his balls just floating back up to the top.
Brad, I'm definitely going to miss your just... Well, I'm not going to miss because we're definitely going to just hang out still. But like every Tuesday, I'm going to miss the, you know, just what you come out with. You are hysterical, mate, and a proper cool set, like sound bloke. Like you crack me up every single week. And I love how real you are, even when you've got us three going, no, you shouldn't do that. Yeah, and you're like, fuck off. Do that if you want. No, fair play, Brad. I really love that about you, man.
That's been good. The moments of Brad saying something and my face going, what is he saying? This is brilliant.
The best one I remember was when we first did our first live, and all of a sudden, like, you guys were worried because I was throwing a brand under the bus about chocolate, and I was using like the phrase stealing, and you're like, no, you can't say that at all.
Oh yeah. Oh, and you're in the same episode where the bank didn't want us because we did lots of swearing. We had to cut out a bit more because you had a big rant about how all banks are evil.
Yes. You remember how much used to get cut out of our actual air recordings?
So much. There could be a whole podcast just on the stuff that I cut out of the first 60, 70 episodes.
Getting a text from Brad after it going, oh, you know that bit where I did that?
Yes.
That was like a normal Tuesday evening. Like, do you reckon you should take that out? Like, maybe.
So when I told Danny that this show was going to come to an end, she said, because she's listened every week. Sorry, not to rub it in, Brad, but she's listened every week since we started. You know, it's become part of her listening on her journey to work.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm gutted. I'm really going to miss it. And I said, you live with me. I said, like, you'll still get some of it. And she went, yeah, but Jim's the funny one. Hey! I went, get lost.
Come on.
That's quite an honor. I like that. Brad's renovations have been a big thing. Obviously, that's been a massive storyline throughout this whole thing.
I think I've also caught COVID more times than probably most people in the country.
Yeah, than any other member of the UK population.
You literally should have been called the South African variant the whole time.
I read an article the other day, which I chuckled at, because it was like, if you've caught COVID for a second time, you're at double the chance of death. I went, fuck. I am immortal.
Blimey. We also learned about Brad's Christmas tradition, his Thai food on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
I hope you'll be doing that this year.
Actually, we're breaking it a little bit, dude.
No way. Chinese.
Gonna get a nice little curry as well.
We've
actually ordered some traditional English stuff, so we're kind of trying to lean into that vibe a little bit, you know, maybe assimilate more into this whole English culture.
It's only been how many years?
I've only been here what, 15 years, so
Gonna try and catch. So you've had COVID twice. Gonna try and catch bird flu now. If I get in a turkey, thrice.
Thrice.
Sorry, guys, ruined my own joke there. But yeah, now bird flu, because that's the new pandemic. Keep your poultry inside, please. That's what I'm asking until Christmas.
I'm just gonna miss all of this, though, guys. I know, like, we've had some serious conversations about like how this is all going and all that, and I know it's a decision that we all made, but it's difficult because, like, every Tuesday you guys have been my family away from family.
Yeah.
You know, the therapy.
Easier.
Thank you, wife.
She might not watch. She might not tune in, but she brought me a fresh one.
Okay, see why you married her. But genuinely, though, does feel like a bit of therapy, right? And you know how, you know, like it's different. I feel like this podcast brought us together as mates, like, and you know, definitely. It introduced us, and I think
we didn't know each other from Adam.
Honestly, and that's what makes me so proud about this podcast, because we've still managed to make this, and something is good, and we get on so well now. Like, yeah. I actually think next Tuesday I'll be like, yeah, like there will definitely be, you know, or maybe two Tuesdays away. Like, you know,
you'll still be sat here, like, come on,
yeah, go to the link, click on there, and just have an empty space where, like, shit, man.
Do you, Sparky, do you know how to pronounce Brad's name yet, though? His surname,
Nagel. I just like saying it like that, but is it Brad Nagel? Not Nagel. Brad Nagle.
Oh my God, fuck you.
No, Brad, I've lived my whole life.
Bradley Nagle.
Oh, that's actually one of my favorite things, is accidentally calling Brad Bradley, because that's his trigger. Like, so, and I'm just saying it affectionately, and he's like, don't call me Bradley.
I'm finding out your pet name was Sparks as well.
That was great.
We've not used that enough, have we? You know, that was one of my favorite bits was when one of Brad's kids, I don't know, can't remember which one, gate crashed into the podcast. Yes. And we saw Brad's like scary dad eyes.
Dad turned around.
He gave like a proper
so good
look that could kill.
Yeah, that's my solid eye, man. My solid stink eye.
And because we weren't live streaming then, so other people won't have seen it. But and it was probably when we, you know, cut those bits out, but I can't even remember.
I released it as a clip. Have to go back to the archives, but
it was like the other one, I think, where I went and woke Logan up to just ask him if he could answer. I think there was a question we couldn't settle on the answer on, so I went and woke him up for a deciding opinion.
And parents across the land were like, waking up a sleeping child, what is that about?
Is he mad?
I think we have, you know, we asked this question on the Loose Dads podcast Facebook group, and obviously the iconic Loose Dad story came up. The one that I think gets mentioned more than any other Loose Dad story. And that is Brad having a cheeky tug in the shower hours post vasectomy. Honestly, I work for Dadsnet, and I've been to a lot of Dadsnet meetups, and I've met listeners to the show, and it's you know, without fail, it's one of the things they will bring up in conversation with me.
Did he really do that?
Just in case people haven't heard it, Brad, did it go well or not?
it was going well up until a point. Up until a climatic point. It felt okay, and then it just didn't feel okay.
Was it like a burn, or was it sort of like an implosion of the ball sort of feeling? Which, like, could you just like just...
Okay, if I could explain it, right? It was. Okay, so you know, like the feeling of getting kicked in the nuts, right, or hitting the nuts, or like dad. We're dads. We all know what it's like to take something, like even a tiny tap to the nuts. It's like that, but then, you know, like after 5 seconds, you get that burning, pulling feeling in your stomach, right? Mm. It's like getting that, but like 10 times worse in your testicles. And it feels like someone is trying to pull your testicles from your body down to the ground.
Listen to your doctor is what you're actually saying. Yeah.
You know what? I think you'll probably find that someone did try it and went to the doctor and said, it was painful, and the doctor then wrote in a medical journal in 1982 and said, don't masturbate shortly after this procedure because someone actually has experience. And then they've just passed that on to generation and generation, so you get a dickhead like me who thinks, ha, what do they know? It turns out they do know. They do know.
Well, there we go.
The scientists.
If there's one bit of advice I want people to take from this podcast and our 2 years and 100 episodes, it's that.
Yeah.
And executive producer Connor has got one booked in next year.
So, Connor,
don't ever wank, dude. Don't, don't do it.
But if don't
you
do, tug,
let me know how it went.
I've got a strap line for it. Don't tug after you've been unplugged. Right, that's, hey! That's the one, guys. Connor, remember it. Get a t-shirt with that made on it, Brad, please.
The lasting motto of Loose Dads. It's what we would have wanted. It's what we would have wanted to be known for. So, I mean, there's not much. I was going to say, you know, tell someone about the podcast. Don't bother. There's no need. Like, unless, I mean, you know, as I say, there's like 100 hours, more than 100 hours of top quality entertainment. Well, I mean, a couple of hours of top quality entertainment and a lot of filler. But it's all there on the internet forever. So good luck.
And to be honest with you, we'll still earn ad revenue from it. So go back and listen to all 100 episodes.
Or to kind to emphasize what you're saying, Jim, would just if you want to hear most of our material, just go watch Gary Delaney's latest.
Oh, that's been such a good thread.
That's been the best.
The most painful one for Jim. He's like, shut up.
I've enjoyed that so much.
Can I just clear the air with this? Started comedy at the same time as Gary Delaney. We did gigs together. No one stole anyone's material. However, there was another comedian at the time who very much did steal some of my material, who forgot that he'd stolen it off me and saw me before a gig, said hello, then did my material when I was there. And
amazing.
Yeah. And his name was not Gary Delaney. But
was it James Corden?
Well, I could say that, wouldn't I? And it wouldn't be defamation. Because I could prove that's in character. I mean, if anyone wants to know, just DM me. But it's not that exciting. They're not a famous comedian anymore. I was going to finish this, but I've just noticed the latest comment is Lancashire is so much better than Yorkshire, and I don't want to finish it on that.
Let's see Jim's fight at the very end of Loose Dead. Let's see him see the red mist. Go.
The calm and collective voice of Loose Dads.
Jim, well done for trying to keep. Well, herding these load of cats for 100 episodes, mate.
You've done bloody well to get us off topics that would get us cancelled.
Yeah.
New sponsors.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've had a lot of sponsors for, you know, a show where it could have happened at any time. Like, anything could happen. Sometimes does. This is Loose Dads then. Thank you very much for listening. If you've listened to one episode or 101 episodes, then we really appreciate it. And it's weird. I don't know how to finish this show.
Even the outro music feels a bit too upbeat.
I just want to say I've thoroughly enjoyed it, guys. Thank you very much for the experience. Thank you for being such great mates. Thank you for putting up with my bullshit. Thank you to everyone else for giving us a chance. It's been awesome.
It's been an absolutely incredible 2 years. We joke about the therapy, but it actually has been.
It genuinely is, isn't it?
Especially before we were doing the lives, jumping on and just chatting shit about our weeks, getting that out of our system before we could do it. And without being a Dadsnet corporate boy, that's what Dadsnet's about. That's why we got together, is so that dads didn't feel alone in what they were doing in their parenting journey. And my God, did we find that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love you guys.
Make sure you connect with Dadsnet and keep connecting with Dadsnet, and we're all on there, and it's a great place to be for that community. So there you go. We're probably just gonna have to stop it now, aren't we?
Yeah, they just got to do that thing right now. Like, okay, so we just pat our legs, get up and leave, you know, like us.
Jim's got to do his final thank yous, doesn't he?
Sorry. For the final time, thank you very much to Brad.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you to Jack.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Sparky.
Cheers, boys.
And thank you to all the people who've done the lovely comments and listened to this show. Bye.
Loose Dads, a Dadsnet original podcast.